Tucked away in the northwest corner of Connecticut, just a few miles from the Massachusetts border, stands the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company. The museum houses over 600 accordions, thousands of pages of sheet music, and a jukebox filled with accordion music. Producer Lily Tyson went to check it out and to meet its creator, Angelo Paul Ramuni.
The story starts when I was 10 years old, out on Long Island, Italian family. My mother came to me. That fateful day, she came to me and said, "Your father and I want you to learn how to play the accordion." And I looked at her. I remember it vividly. I looked at her and I said, "Mom, anything but that. Anything but that." So for about 7 years, maybe almost eight, I took lessons, played in a band, competitions, and high stress, and I learned how to play. But when I was going to Fairfield University, I put that thing back in the closet, and it stayed there for 42 years. In 2008, at this point, my wife and I were in Vermont, and I woke up one morning, sat on the edge of the bed, and I had this urge to play the accordion again. The museum got opened in October 2011, and we had about 100 accordions, and it just started. We found more of them as we moved along, and people brought them in because they want to see them go to a place where somebody might get some use out of them. And generally, the accordions they bring in belong to relatives of theirs or close friends. And they've been sitting in a closet, and they just didn't want to throw them out. It was something that someone very precious or somebody very important in their family used to play. All right, this is a nice polka. This is something Carl Sandburg, great American poet, wrote about the concept of happiness. "I ask the professors who teach the meaning of life to tell me what is happiness. And I went to famous executives who bossed the work of thousands of men. They all shook their heads and gave me a smile as though I was trying to fool with them. And then one Sunday afternoon, I wandered out along the Des Plaines River, and I saw a crowd of Hungarians under the trees with their women and children and a keg of beer and an accordion." I put that there only because that's what we got here. We're happy. And you need the beer, you need the family, but you need the accordion too. Isn't that nice? Now, we can, we can take you to Italy. It's a very cheap trip. But all I got to do is change some of the settings and... Even the people that don't want to be here, they're here because a spouse, a friend dragged them along. They smile. They giggle. They just shake their heads, but everybody's laughing, smiling. There's no political differences. There's no religious differences. We're just all of a sudden having fun together. And they're all strangers. You have to smile. It's the accordion.
That story was produced by Lily Tyson.